built into these galvanized steel boxes, and these boxes are like rusted to crap, and they're going like, the stuff leaking here, we don't know what's going on. Well, it's quite an ordeal, because they don't make these tanks like sort of easy to take out. We usually end up having to cut access holes in the area where the valves are to find out, you know, it's a valve failed, is a, you know, what's failed in it. We have had to take them out in the past, but, you know, the old school way, to me, works way better. How's that?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Nick, I don't know. I personally, I probably wouldn't worry about it. Might be more hassle and expense than you'll gain from it, you know, unless you just want this four-season trailer, because if you, you know, you might be a heated belly pan, but I don't know if the rest of the trailer is going to be, you know, all the other things that you're going to have to deal with, like heat, you have a heated water hose, or, I don't know, it just seems like Colin said, to go to warmer weather, but, yeah, second question is, how do you distribute heated air across the interior of the trailer? So that's
convection.
Yeah, that's right. That was the other beauty about the twin temp, was really it's very simple. You just run the PEX lines to wherever you need to put a heat exchanger, and I ended up with three. So you have a 68 Ambassador. So we're very, very close. The same model, and so I use three heat exchangers on mine. I put one in the bathroom in the vanity, and I just cut it into the bottom of the vanity, and one underneath the street side bed, because I had twin beds, and the curbside bed has all the drawers, so I put it on a street side bed, and it's just fine because that's where the plumbing was, and that's where I put the twin temp. And then I ran another one up underneath the kitchen cabinets. So I had three covering the trailer. And, you know, it, honestly, because your next question is how well did it work? And it worked really well. I mean, it's a different kind of heat. You know, it kind of, Colin will be to tell you the different kinds of heat. It just heats the interior components of the trailer instead of just blasting you with heat. I mean, it's blown out hot air, but it's not. It's just weird. It makes it very comfortable inside, and it's pretty even because it has the three heat exchangers. So you just run the PEX lines where you need it, along with the power wire for the little 12-volt fan, and they run really quiet. And then they run off the controller from the twin temp. So that's a nice thing about that system, as far as, you know, you're not running ducting and, you know, worrying about trying to get a hot air duct from one side of the trailer to the other side. You know, it's pretty easy as far as that goes.
Yeah, but that's still complicated in my book.
Oh, why? Because you like the the little, one of those little wall heaters?
Cat heaters.
Cat heaters, yeah.
Yeah, we have a small one in the bathroom, and we've got an original furnace up front, which doesn't go anywhere, but we've done on many other trailers bigger ones, 6,000 BTU up front, and it's just, there's no power requirement. There's no, there's just propane, and it's got a piezo lighter, like your barbecue. Doesn't need a chimney, and they just glow red or orange, and it's just convection that moves the heat around.
Yeah.
And we've had a number of clients come back and say they really liked it. I mean, in ours, when we put the 3000 BTU on the wall in the bathroom, boy, what a, made a world of difference, the comfort level in the trailer, because when we only had one heater up front, you know, the heat really didn't go to the back. But by having a heat source in the back, too, that sort of meets in the middle, I guess, and becomes fairly consistent.
Yep. So, Nick, let me tell you the rest of the story, as they say.
Right. There you go.
So I don't know if I had an early beta version or something, pre-production.
Prototype. Something or other.
Whatever. Yeah. So...